You practicing your scatting?
I'm practicing my Jack Black impression.
It's getting there.
Roopy doopy
It's pretty good.
and other random scat-like noises that Jack Black makes.
Correct.
Oh man, oh man, oh man. Another week, another episode. Look at us going on a little bit of a run here, huh?
Oh my God. I don't know how
Professional
you've been doing it.
podcasters. Just the love of the game.
I guess so.
Just the drive. The want to be good at something. It's nice. It's nice to have this to look forward to. It helps with the monotony of other things. And for a bright second, it allows me to be like, I'm actually doing something I enjoy.
There you go.
Let the friends know how you're feeling.
I feel sick. I don't feel
No.
good.
No.
My neck hurts. My
My
throat
goodness. No.
hurts. I'm cold.
Damn. But guess what? Guess what, y'all? She's still clocked in and still said, I gotta
I'm a woman.
do it.
I just keep going, people. I can't help it. How are you feeling? That great? You know you're lying when your voice goes like two octaves higher.
Doing great. Yeah, it's just hanging. Hanging. Same old, same old. You know what I mean? Life is life. Life is weird. There's certainly nothing going on in the world at all.
No.
Of note. There never is. We're just out here.
We're
Just
just
out here doing it, and
flowers in the breeze.
if my job's listening, don't listen to this, but not having a super fun right now. But what can I do, huh?
Just persevere, I guess.
We're just, what is it? We gotta put one foot in front of the other.
You get one foot in front of the other.
Yeah.
Yep, that little ditty from that
Just
cursed film.
gotta keep it pushing. Welcome, y'all, to another let's say a quirky,
Yeah.
a confusing.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it, but it's confusing to me.
It's a
It's a
bit
very
weird.
confusing enjoyment
Yeah.
that I go through here. We'll unpack why. Crowd pleasing
I think so.
episode of Show Dependent Podcast.
I hope. I really hope so.
We are fast approaching episode 100, which
Sheesh.
we've already got planned for y'all, and it's going to be a fun one. It's going to be a bit of a doozy, but I think it makes sense, and we're growing. We're growing, but we're not forgetting where we came from.
Preach.
With you, as always, the host of this whole thing. His name is Eddie.
His name is also talking about himself in the third person. Wow, yeah?
That's
You're
right.
doing that, huh?
Yeah,
You
people.
want to explain what that gesture is?
How would I explain that at all?
Shaking
It's like
hands
an
interlaced
antiquate,
in
yeah.
victory.
It's like an antiquated thing that people don't do enough. Just like when I
It's like
always
a in
say,
every Bugs Bunny cartoon.
yeah, when you win, you do the whole hands together and shake them like, yeah, I'm great, I'm great. It's just like also the blowing on the nails and polishing them. Why do
People
people
don't do
stop
that
doing that?
enough. I don't
Why did
know.
people
Or
start
just like
doing that?
polishing an apple on your shirt. That's another one I really like. I like
It's
that a
true.
lot.
That's another thing. We're like, why? Where did that come from? Why do people do that? Why do people
I
stop?
think
We should
it's
bring them
because
back.
I don't know. Maybe they discovered soap and they're like, oh, this is better. Maybe we should
Yeah,
just
but
wash our hands.
that's not as fun to mime though. And you know it. You love her, the co-host.
Maybe they hate me. I don't know.
Oh, come on now.
If you hate me, let me know. Haters
No,
are my
no, no, no.
motivators. And by
Oh,
that, I
wow,
mean
damn.
motivate me to cry.
The truth comes out.
I'm a very honest person.
Her name is?
Kayla, hi everybody.
Oh, she's a widow under the weather.
I'm a widow under the widow. I
There's a gray
sound.
cloud above her head right now.
I'm very much in like an Eeyore energy
No.
right now.
Damn.
Why bother?
Well, we're gonna try and get that energy up. And with
Yeah,
us, as
well, this movie is
always,
gonna do great things to me. So,
the
is he
third
up
of this
there?
trio. Oh yeah.
Okay.
He currently resting, like he is apt to do after
So
doing
fucking
all his
jealous.
work. But with us, as always, is the other co-host, Buddy.
Our editor in chief, and
Sweetest
by that I
boy,
mean research.
best boy
Best boy.
in all the land. And why don't you tell them what we're doing today? What do we got going on in this episode?
Today we are going to be talking about the 2006
Oh, six, damn.
06. Oh boy.
Really?
Some of our listeners weren't even alive.
Damn. Wouldn't that be something?
That's just crazy. But the 2006 film, directed by Jared Hess, also a notable director of another film that's very popular with our generation, but we'll talk
We'll
about that
get to
later.
it.
But today, we're going to be starring Jack Black
Yep.
as an ethnicity he is not,
Hey, but
but
it's cool.
as somebody who is respected for this film. For some reason, it goes over well.
He earned it.
And I think it's a heartfelt film. And that film's name is Nacho Libre.
Nice. Even six, she's still got the pipes.
I really don't, but thank you.
In fact, yes, it's Nacho Libre, y'all. Jack Black, Ignacio. Ignacio. A Catholic friar, secret Lucha Libre fan, and man. Gotta tell y'all, it's crazy that it's based off a real life thing.
I had absolutely no idea this was the truth, and then you ended the last episode with that, and I said,
Huh?
"Huh?
Oh,
What did
yeah.
he
No,
say?"
I learned that, just through the grapevine after the fact of watching this in 06, which we'll get to that whole meeting in a bit. But it's just funny because it's loosely, very loosely based on the real life story of Fray Tormenta, aka Friar Storm, aka Reverend Sergio Gutierrez Benitez, a
Very good
real life
name.
Mexican Catholic priest who had a 23 year career as a masked luchador to support the orphanage he directed.
That's insane.
Isn't it beautiful,
Honestly,
though?
what a legend.
It's so sick.
What a legend.
It's just, it seems like something that would be in the movies. And
And
yet
here we
another
are.
example of real life is crazier than fiction, right? God.
Amen.
But
Should we get into this meet cute?
we should. Should we ring the bell? Ding, ding, ding.
A ding ding ding. Even though in this movie they blow a whistle,
Listen,
but we'll go with
I mean,
it.
yeah, they're very fast and loose with everything in the world of Lucha
Of
Libre, we'll
wrestling,
say
yeah.
that.
It's a meet cute, baby. It's how we met this thing.
Let me think for a second. 2006.
You were
I was
a
15.
child.
What would I be in? I guess like high school, freshman high
Yeah,
school, that whole
freshman.
situation. Yeah, God, that's crazy. Take me back to all that. Take me back to all that fear, all that stress, all that emotion.
So, like how you're
Just
feeling
walking
now.
through the halls. Not much
But
has
now you're
changed.
taller.
But
Yeah.
just a little bit, just a
You
little
have
bit.
facial hair.
That's what they tell me. Yeah, God, what a year. Beginning that, doing that whole thing, just starting to become an adult in some sense, I guess. But man, Nacho Libre. Where did I see this? Not in theaters. I'm
No.
pretty sure not in theaters. Might have been like a rental, Was Redbox around then? Probably.
No.
No?
Not probably in our area.
I think at some point I rented it somehow. We'll say that.
Yeah.
And threw it on as like, oh, this is funny. I like wrestling. I hadn't been watching wrestling at the time, but I like wrestling. I like Jack Black. Let's see what's going on here. And it was a fun time. I remember enjoying it. I remember certain parts, especially some parts we're going to talk about, especially that
Oh.
ending. It stuck with me. And it's
He
just
thinks
like
about
a,
it
it's
intermittently and
just,
just giggles to himself
oh,
around
it's
the house.
good. But a legitimately funny film, I think. More ups than downs, I would say.
Oh yeah.
But I don't know. It was just, I remember this being funny. I remember laughing. And then I just kind of never really watched it again. I want to say
Yeah, that
I've
sounds
only
right.
seen this movie maybe. I want to say
Twice?
the rewatch was the second time in my life that I've seen it.
Damn, that's
If that's
wild.
not a fact, it's certainly been less than like 5 times. Easy.
That makes sense.
Easy,
Yeah.
but I'm like 99 that was only my second watch,
That's crazy.
which is crazy for a film that I had a lot of laughs about. That's just
Yeah.
life.
But sometimes I feel like that could be also a symptom of the genre. Comedy
Comedy.
films, I don't rewatch as often as some other genres. I wonder why
True.
that is. I don't know. But as far as my meet cute is concerned, we didn't go see this in the theaters either. But I did, as a fact, own this on DVD. And it was definitely available for me to watch quite a lot growing up.
Wow.
But if I were to give like a ballpark estimate, it's probably around like the. Probably seen this movie like 10 times total in my life, including the rewatch recently. So it hasn't been too often, but most of those watches were probably between like 2007 to 2011. And it's been a long time in between then and now, obviously, but it was insane because watching it back, I was like, oh my God, I remember this entire movie. I remember all of this.
It's so
And I
funny how
remember so
sometimes
many
that happens.
specific lines and moments. And I remembered, like, oh my God, yes, this is so funny. And that's why I do certain things. And we'll talk about it. But yes, I grew up watching this movie. I'm so happy that it hasn't fallen victim to kind of like the whole like
Aging poorly type thing.
aging poorly as most early 2000s films have. Shall we get to know Nacho Libre a little bit more?
Let's get in the ring and let's really
Ding.
just, you know, there ain't no
Ding.
better way to get to know someone than to get them locked up. Yeah, get a little tussle. Do a little tussle going
I've only
on.
locked up with you once in that inflatable ring.
Oh
That was a lot,
yeah.
but I feel like we did become closer that day, and here we are so
Through
many years
combat.
later.
Just through combat.
Look at that. Getting to know each other. Ow.
Encarnación. Encarnación.
Whoa.
Yeah.
No, not the sick getting to know. Not the
Help.
under the
Help.
weather.
I'm drowning. And then you just
Oh,
give me a high
man.
five and I go under the
Oh, good
surface.
luck.
Thank you. Oh my God. I don't know. Okay, so we should probably start with the two things that I'm like, huh? I had no idea or no memory of, but finally, gave recognition to with this rewatch. The first thing is that this was a Nickelodeon movie.
Oh, yeah, I saw that and I was like, damn,
What in the
Nickelodeon.
hell do
It
you
makes
mean?
sense.
I guess
It
it's.
makes sense, but it's also weird to think because they just don't really do much of it. But there was a
No.
time where Nickelodeon made more movies.
Yeah.
But it's weird to think about Nickelodeon making movies.
Yeah, like a film studio. That's does that that doesn't happen anymore. And then kind of tied in, you figured out the
Oh,
director of
man.
this film.
It was something. Real quick, though, I do want to
Yeah.
backtrack because I like your note here. And it was a very natural thing. Because when we were watching this, we were looking up where to watch it.
Oh,
Obviously, you
right.
know, times is tough for everyone, and we can save a penny here, a peso there when we get the opportunity. It's like, hey, is there anywhere we can watch this for free? Well, guess what? Tubi is for free. And they said they'll always be free. That's what they claim.
Hooray! God, I
But
hope so.
we threw on Nacho Libres, and we saw very briefly before it played as it was loading that Nacho Libre was listed under the classic section.
Amazing.
And what did you say?
And I said, classics. Damn right it is. This shit is so good.
It's a banger.
It's so silly. Like, I feel like 40, 50 years from now, the future generation, if they'll even have access to media, we'll see what happens. But
Okay. Jesus
I'm
Christ.
just saying, like,
All right,
this
Doomer.
kind of media.
Let's inject. Oh, what kind of media are they gonna have?
Just micro clips of
Well, either way,
just.
Nacho Libre will be right there.
That's true. I really hope so.
We're gonna come back around to hit clips, except it's gonna be just Nacho.
Nacho. Just silly Jack Black sounds. Put
Yeah.
that in my brain.
Rudy-toot-toot-toot-toot-toot.
Perfect.
Yeah, this is the future.
But I really hope that they will also appreciate this movie because it is
And
silly
that's going
and
to be in the
goofy.
classics. It's going to be vintage. It's going to be in the Criterion
Hell,
collection.
we're vintage now.
Good, because I earned it.
Not me yet. I'm right on the cusp of
Oh, man.
vintage, but
But getting back into it, something became very apparent. And it was something that I guess I feel like I knew in my heart and knew in my soul.
subconsciously
But
you knew.
yeah, we're watching it. And at the beginning, it just has such a tone. It has such a style. And it's very unique, but similar to something else. At first, I was kind of like, it's kind of Wes Anderson-y. But
Yeah, like the
then,
framing and the
yeah, the
colors and
framing and the blocking and like all that, it's quirky.
a
I'd say
little
it's
quirky.
quirky. But then it sort of, dawned on me. It's like, God, this is reminding me a lot about a film that, if I'm
You
being
hated?
honest, absolutely loathe. Still do. I find no value in it. I think it was overrated when it came out. Not funny at all. And I still hold these beliefs to this day. Is Napoleon Dynamite.
Same director.
Same guy. I was like, this feels like Napoleon Dynamite, which is wild because I hate that movie. But
But
I
I
like
like this.
Nacho Libre. Could it be the same guy? Lo and behold, yes.
You can thank the Mormons for Napoleon Dynamite,
Oh my
by the
God.
way.
And I know that. I know I learned that after the fact and it didn't really
That's my
have an effect.
culture.
Oh wow, yeah.
But my unfortunate forced upon culture.
Man, but yeah, lo and behold, it is in fact directed by Jared Hess. And like co-written by his wife, and they also did Napoleon Dynamite and like a couple other things. But yeah, it feels a lot like Napoleon Dynamite at the beginning, at the middle, at the end. The whole movie.
Oh, look at that.
But I think it's just saved by the fact that Jack Black is legitimately funny.
He's a dynamite actor.
And we've got an actual plot going on.
Yeah, instead of just watching a dude kind of be awkward the whole time and
Yeah,
sort of
it's
run
kind of like
for
a
class
really
president.
bad version of Everybody Wants Some, a film we like and a film that we talked about here on the pod, but also a film just about people hanging out. Napoleon Dynamite is people hanging out, but just
With a
significantly
motive.
less cool.
Oh my God, I fucking love that line. I'm happy you wrote it down. It makes me
Yeah.
so happy. I don't know
We
why. It's just like
Oh
every
yeah.
God, it's
We
so good.
very quickly see that Jack Black is Ignacio, aka Nacho, which we get to know him as later. He's a friar or a priest or whatever at an orphanage. He's in charge of the food, but as a kid he liked lucha and all that. However,
Oh my
as we find
God.
out later, wrestling is ungodly, so it's not something he can pursue openly. This guy's in charge of the food, and every day we got beans. We get some chips.
Your dad would freaking love it
Oh
there.
yeah, he just absolutely could not choose a better place or a better life. Fine dining would be the name of the game. But we get what's his name? Rico?
Well, from Hannah Montana?
Yeah. What's his actual name?
Juan
Sorry.
Pablo in the
No,
show, in the
no, yeah.
movie.
No, yeah, but hold on. Let's give him his due because he was in Fallout. Buddy, can we get a quick check here? His name is, oh my God, he's not top billed. Ain't no way, guy. Moises Arias.
Thank you.
We got a very young, dare I say, pre-Hannah Montana Moises
Oh,
Arias.
yeah.
And he's
He
maybe
looks
not a
so
fan of having
sad.
the frijoles every day.
No.
Because this man plops it down, and I must say, it looks pretty bad.
Yeah.
These look like some dry beans.
Yeah, it's not good.
He just, this is such a funny line, and I didn't know that it was from this movie because it's been on
You
like
didn't?
the
Oh my
socials and
God.
stuff. Well, I guess I subconsciously, maybe in my soul, knew, but it's been on the socials, and I was like, God, that's a funny line. Where's it from? It's from this movie.
So good.
But Moises Arias says, why can't we ever have just like a salad?
Be grateful, Juan Pablo. Today is especially delicious.
It's especially delicious.
Especially delicious.
God, it's so good. It's so
I
funny.
love
Just
Jack Black.
that line, the delivery, and the fact that this man is doing an accent, and the fact that this man is not
Oh,
Mexican.
but then he follows it up by tasting the beans and
Yeah.
snorting them out of his nose because of how bad they are.
It's gross.
It's disgusting.
It would be gross.
It's really funny, though.
Yeah, they're having a tough time. These kids are having a
Oh.
tough time, as you'd imagine. Living in an orphanage, beans and hand-crushed chips every day.
He gets his hands all up in them chips.
Not the best way to start your day. Not the best way to, live your life.
No, but a way that you can improve your life and how we have been improving our life over the past few weeks is through our friends at Magic Mind. I am sad because I was running low on my focus shots, but we got more on the way, and I'm very excited about that because I, much like Juan Pablo, can struggle in the morning too, especially you. You struggle a lot in the morning
Yeah.
with feeling, just kind of like, dur, 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 dur.
Yeah,
I
I
don't
mean,
know.
it's no secret.
He's been struggling, people.
I've never been a morning person.
No.
This is a fact. Magic Mind helps. Helps get you out of bed, helps get you a little something to look forward to. And let me say this, life for whatever reason recently has been very stressful. Not entirely sure what's going on in the universe and all this stuff, but things have been a little tough personally and around us for the past couple months. So it's pretty nice that we've been able to use Magic Mind to help us sort of build ourselves up. Keep ourselves at a nice steady level to where we're not, I feel like 2 years ago, had a lot of this stuff been going on in my life, I
Oh
probably would be
boy.
doing so much worse mentally than I have been lately, just because of building my resiliency over the past year and, being able to talk to people and, I don't know, become stronger in my mental well-being and my
Your
mental
mental
strength.
wealth, some may
Yeah,
say.
I was about to say, you could think of it as investing in my mental wealth.
What are those five pillars again? Remind me.
And that's where Magic Mind comes in to support building the mental wealth with the five pillars: sleep, diet, exercise, stress management, and exogenous compounds. I always say it's the stuff you put in. The outside stuff that goes into your body. And Magic Mind is here to help us build ourselves up, but not overpromising. Because Magic Mind does not claim to be like the end all be all solution,
No.
right? It's not like you drink this, hey, snake oil, it's gonna make all your
I'm
problems
a
go away.
Superman.
Right?
No, it's not that.
It's
You
a
don't get to fly like a
no.
luchador
No, 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 no,
after
no.
drinking this.
No,
Sorry, that's not how it works.
it's about building yourself up step by step. Just like in the ring, the Nacho Libre, Lucha Libre, you got to do it just one step at a time.
You got to build yourself up and not only have the mental strength to believe in yourself, but also invest those physical and external factors as well to actually help bolster that self-confidence. They have 12 active, scientifically backed ingredients that make up Magic Mind. And one that I like to highlight a lot not only in ingestibles, but also topically. Lion's mane mushrooms are great for your skin and internal supports as well, like cognitive processing and then cellular growth. Hey, whether that's your skin growth or helping with memory. And it's
Nice.
also a mood enhancer, and that pairs well with ashwagandha, which is a supplement
Ashwagandha.
this boy here, this man, has been
Well,
taking
there you go.
for
Thank you.
probably what, like 2 years now?
Yeah, something
Something
like
like
that.
that.
I like the ashwagandha. I think it helps. You know, it's just help a little stress reduction, balance that cortisol, which causes more stress, right? Anxiety.
Yeah. We're good at doing that over here.
Oh man, are we good at
Sheesh.
stressing out? But with Magic Mind, we're building our mental wealth, and y'all can invest in your mental wealth with the January Mental Wealth Challenge. Hey, it's a new year. There's no better time to start than now.
Amen.
Make 2025 the year you build up your mental resiliency and be supported in that with our friends, Magic Mind.
You can use our code to get 45% off. So you get to have your focus shots in the morning and then a sleep elixir at night.
I love that sleep.
And it's great because it's not going to be a habit-forming thing like melatonin can be.
Nope.
All of the ingredients in the sleep one are just going to kind of help mellow you down and help promote a more restful sleep pattern than you may be accustomed to.
Absolutely. So that again is 45% off the Magic Mind Mental Wealth Bundle with our link, www.magicmind.
www.com. I've never been to that
www.com.com. No, www.magicmind.com/SHO dependent Jan. That's JAN. One more time, show dependent Jan. Get 45% off that mental wealth bundle, and they donate 5 cents to every bottle sold to mental health charities that help U.S. homeless communities.
Hooray! Our boy Ignacio at the orphanage struggles every single day to one, make food that is somewhat edible, and two, find the will to keep going. And he does it for the orphans because he himself was also an orphan. And so his parents hella died. And
Okay,
he was just
jeez.
like
Did they say
thrust
that in the
into.
movie?
Yes!
What did I miss?
Remember, he talks to Encarnación and sits down with her and shows her a photo of his parents and like, this is my mom and my dad. And my mom was Lutheran and my dad was Catholic and they tried to convert each other and then they died and he rips the photo out of her hand and shows it back in his
Thank
robes.
you. Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Okay, now I remember.
Yeah. Yeah, but struggling, very poor. Also, it feels like everybody except for the children dislike Ignacio,
Yeah, not fans of Nacho.
which is so dumb because he's like the sweetest guy ever. He's a
Seems
little
like a nice
weird,
guy. He's a bit
but very fun.
strange. Yeah.
Very fun.
Yeah, the thing that kicks this all off for him and starting this journey is that he gets robbed for the chips.
The street chips, just the saddest chips that I've ever chipped in a big, sad plastic bag sitting in the dirt in an alley.
Right. Specifically for the orphanage because they're like a couple days old.
Yeah, they're the broken ones that you're like, do we even really want these? No, but the orphans do.
Right. But he gets robbed for them by
So
a
sad.
man who becomes important later on. And yeah, this sort of makes him think like, huh, I gotta do something else. I can't just keep doing this. I gotta figure out a way that I can be more fulfilled in my life, and also a way that I can support this orphanage better. Because even though he is the chef, he can't cook.
He's also not very good at priest stuff.
Yeah, and he's just like, you know, he's out here just being a normal guy.
He's not good with his priestly duties. He tries to read his like death rites to a man who's not even dead,
Oh,
which
yeah.
is hilarious. He's a very faithful man, but he goes about it in a very strange way. Why
Yeah.
are you laughing?
Just because I was thinking about this theme song, this like Nacho Libre theme that plays at the beginning. It's very charming. I really like the horns, whatever they chose. But it just, I don't know. I feel like the song perfectly fits the movie
Oh,
and the
yeah. Well, it was
tone.
written for it, right?
Yeah, it was, which is funny because that's another thing I didn't really think about as a child. You know, as a young teen, about the whole like original songs for
Yeah.
films and all that.
You're like, they chose a really good song right
Yeah, I was
here.
just, dang, how did they figure this out? It's like it fell into their laps.
But it's called I Am, I Am.
I believe it's called I Am a Religious Man.
A religious man, yeah.
It's performed by Mr. Loco.
I would like to meet Mr. Crazy. He sounds entertaining.
Yeah. But it's just, well, I think we'll talk about it more at the end.
Yeah.
Maybe play a little bit of the flute section right here. I call it a flute. I don't know. But it just, every time it comes in, I'm charmed.
It's very whimsical. It's very like, I don't know. It perfectly.
It makes me want to root for the guy.
Yeah, he's a hero. Nacho has always loved wrestling, and he sees Ramses. He's the best.
He's the best.
But Ramses is like the head luchador. He's like the biggest bad. Basically, like Mexican Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
At least in this
The current
section of
day.
Mexico that they're in.
Yeah. You mean he's the best in the world, easily.
Oh, I guess. Sure, if that's what we're believing.
Isn't that what you
Yeah,
said?
no, I know. That's like a quote from the movie, but it's hard to tell. If it's just a local thing or if it's like all of Mexico knows who this guy is. But Nacho is jealous because it's like, oh, he gets all this attention from the ladies. He's got
Yeah.
money. He dresses nicely. But I could maybe get some money. And he sees a flyer for 200 pesos for a tag team match. And so he's like, I don't really know anybody that will wrestle with me. Nobody at the convent's gonna, or the orphanage is gonna help me out. So he ends up setting a trap for the dude that beat him up for the chips in the alley and basically is like, you're gonna be my tag team partner or else. He's like, fine.
He doesn't want to do it until he hears about the money. Then it's like, all right,
Yeah,
I'm
he's
in.
like, okay, I could do that. I could do
So we
that.
get tag team wrestling.
Ba 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 ba
Tag team wrestling.
ba 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 ba
And
ba.
apparently just like all shoot matches. I don't know what's going on.
Apparently,
They play real fast and loose.
they said we don't want to break the illusion for the kids.
We
We
want to
want
make it
them.
entertaining, but also these wrestling matches are all over the place. There's seemingly little to no rules in any of
Yep.
them. There's
It's
not
like
even a
all
ref.
no holds barred. There's
Yeah.
barely a ref.
Right.
There's sometimes it's a tornado tag, sometimes it's not.
Sometimes it's like win by knockout. Sometimes it's just like
There's
the standard count
intergender
out.
wrestling as well. They fight a duo of lady luchadores,
Yes.
luchadoras. I don't know how to say that.
I believe
But
so.
lots of fast and loose kind of. I don't want to say because it's never really a montage, but we kind of see them develop as a team.
Yeah, they build themselves up a little bit. You know, he gets the iconic
They
outfit.
lose, but they get money.
They
Well,
lose,
even
but
with when
people
they
like
lose.
him.
Yeah, they're likable. They're definitely like the underdogs.
So they're building up the ranks and doing all that, and obviously Nacho's kind of got a couple moves here and there, but overall they just kind of stink.
Yeah, they're not very
They're kind of
good.
stinky.
But what's not stinky is that money is actually going to be able to impress not only the kids back at the orphanage, because guess what?
We get like a salad.
We get like a salad or something, and it is great and beautiful and it looks very nutritious until he spits the fucking chips on it by blowing romantically
To
on
who?
our beautiful nun. God, she's so pretty. She's like distractingly beautiful.
I'd love to stay a man from
Sister
God.
Sister Encarnacion, who is a woman of God,
Yes.
and also so distractingly beautiful. It's like annoying, but she is. It's funny because she starts off like very staunch and like you can't like encourage wrestling, like it's not godly, like you need to ask forgiveness, like this is not, it's not a good thing. And in the beginning, Nacho kind of plays along and he's like, yeah, you're right, like it's not a great thing to do. But she ends up kind of warming to the idea slowly over time, which I think is really sweet. It's really nice that she's in the film because, like, even though obviously she's like an object of
Desire.
for Nacho, it's still nice because she does serve a function. She's like the angel on his shoulder of being like, are you actually doing this for the right reasons? Are you doing this for vanity? Are you doing this to like make yourself feel good? Or are your intentions actually to do this for the good of the children who rely on you? Which is always, it's an interesting dynamic. It's a good little plot device that I think gets used frequently of like good intentions, but the, you know, kind of messy execution. There are so many good lines in this movie. And before he kind of like gets his beautiful suit that apparently his tag team partner, Steven, aka Esquelito, is very good at sewing. He gets to ask one of the orphans to borrow some clothes, and he says, I need to borrow some sweats. Sweats. I can't do the sweat. How does he say sweat? Sweats.
Sweats.
Sweats. It's stuck with me. It's always,
I need to
I,
borrow some
oh,
sweats.
sweats. And he just, oh my God. I don't know. It's just so good. All the little lines that we get to hear. And the orphans are just like the cutest kids ever. Like,
Especially Chancho.
Chancho is the sweetest. I just want to squeeze
He
him.
looks up to Nacho. He likes him. He like
He
protects him.
protects him.
When he sees him on the TV, and there's a possibility his mask is gonna get taken off, and which is very bad in the world of Lucha Libre.
I know, and they go for so many
That's how you know
demaskings.
Ramses is a Rudo.
Oh, aka a heel. Very good.
That's right.
Very good. We're learning them a thing or
We're
two
learning
today.
you a bit of Lucha Libre lore right here. But yeah, there's a lot of very funny moments, and I think we'll get to that in a second. Because the thing about films like this is it's kind of hard to talk about them when, yes, this has a plot, but it also feels very loose. And there's a
Yeah, it's
lot of
like,
kind of like random moments that maybe some of them take a little too long in between, but there's not like a whole lot of major beats in this
No,
film.
it's more like moment to moment to moment that are just kind of like feeding into each other.
But you should just know, obviously, as we said, they're doing the whole lucha thing. They're building themselves up. I want to say things really start to kick off when Nacho, he's kind of foregoing his food duties a little bit, and he and the kids see Ramses out and about in the town while he's not luchaed up, so he doesn't know who he is. And he kind of asks Ramses for an autograph for the kids, because the kids are like, hell yeah, because they've been watching Lucha, even though
They're not supposed to.
Encarnacion doesn't want her then. Oh, wow, for them. Encarnacion doesn't want them to. But Ramses, real heel. There's
Yeah,
someone. This
seriously.
guy's kind of a dick, I guess.
Yeah, he's an
Just legitimately a
asshole.
bad person. But not only does he say no to signing a simple autograph for some orphans, but he pushes Nacho down and like knocks him over and all that.
Like hard
Just in the
too.
street. But yeah, where things start to really get going, and then that leads us to the end, and obviously more of the conflict goes on, and then we can go back to some funny things. It's just like the party that they go to try and convince Ramsay's manager that they can wrestle Ramsay's. And they learn that they need to win a tournament to win that opportunity. For me, one thing that I found really funny was that Steven Esqueleto is preyed upon by, like, is she the daughter of the manager? I
Yes.
think. Yeah, but she's just instantly, like, in love with this guy. And I found it very funny because he is upstairs and she just, like, teleports next to him. He's like, "How'd you get there?" And she says that she's got tunnels in the house. We see a giant hole in the wall, which is pretty funny. But I just love the way she acts and how she immediately says, "I love you" to this man. It's just so aggressive.
It's
And I
insanely
was just like,
aggressive.
my God, dude, you need to get out of there. And he tries to. But something about her just like scurrying into the hole was very funny to me.
It's very funny.
And you like his song?
Oh my God, his
It's
song
a
is so
super
good.
Jack Black moment.
Ramses is not dancing. He's not dancing at the party. So fucking funny. And then Ramses ruins it because he doesn't want to have
Oh, he gets the
fun.
wine, yeah.
It's so rude. He ruins his fluffy shirt, his fancy shirt, his frilly shirt.
That's right.
It's so sad. Yeah, because what he ends up singing because Nacho couldn't get in because they weren't on the list.
Right.
Steven is able to get like hoisted up over the wall. But Steven's like, I can't lift you. You're too, he says, you're too fat. Sorry. You got to figure out another way. So he ends up sneaking in with the mariachi band.
Right.
And
A classic.
so funny. And then he ends up singing. And then it gets blurry, but we get
It
some
gets blurry.
conflict. It does. It's kind of like,
Listen, they can watch the movie. They can figure that out.
just
Let's
watch the movie
talk
yourself.
about some favorite parts, and then we'll get into
Yes.
the finale, which is the best of the whole thing.
Oh my God, it's so good.
So, what are parts of this that you love? You mentioned earlier things that you just say or do all the time because of this movie. What are we talking about here?
I love when Chancho is in the doorway and he catches Nacho like in street clothes and they look kind of weird. He's like, oh, when you are a man, sometimes you wear stretchy pants in your room just for fun. Like,
Just for fun.
what do you mean?
Yeah.
What do
There's
you
a
mean? That's not
there's
something people just do.
no.
What's another really funny one? Oh, it's not a line specifically, but he Nacho travels on like a motorized bike that's got like a side car or a front car.
That's a wild
It's
thing.
a strange machine
It's
that he
like
gets to
a
ride.
mobile square that he
Yeah,
just
it's
drives
weird.
around.
It's a weird thing. But he revs it in a very aggressive but slightly like tiny way. He only uses like his first two fingers and his thumb, and then he like pops his pinky and his ring. And it's like very effeminate, but it's very aggressive simultaneously. And I do that sometimes when I pretend to rev things, and I didn't remember where I picked that from. And it's from this freaking movie. It's because he does it. He's like pissed when he does it. Like rides off into the sunset. He's like, no, you're not listening to me, and all those things.
I mean,
I could
one
just,
thing that I
this whole
found very
movie.
funny that's still funny every time that I didn't realize I found so funny until we like started talking about watching this again and doing the episode and then watching it was I just find it very funny when he's like screams his name, Nacho.
Nacho.
It's good
So good.
stuff because it's just random. A lot of
It's so awkward.
this is definitely like awkward type humor ra slash random humor. But it's done, I think, because of Jack Black. It just becomes funny.
Yeah, 100%.
Right.
Oh yeah. It's like it reminds me a lot of kind of what happened in a lot of Robin Williams, like his humor roles. They would just kind of had this like dead time
Right.
and they would just let him rock. And I feel like Jack Black
Yeah,
probably
a
had
little improvisation.
a lot of moments like that throughout this film. Oh, gosh, a gross moment that I had forgotten but was reminded of
There's potty
was
humor in this.
there's a lot of body humor in this. But they get conned by this like hippie dude, and he's
Yeah.
like, "Go and get the power of the Eagles, man." And so Ignacio climbs the side of this cliff and he cracks open what's supposed to be an eagle egg. It's not an eagle egg,
Hey,
it's an
come on now.
ostrich egg.
Come on now. It's an eagle egg.
And he sucks.
It's pretty
Sorry, I'm like
gross.
getting grossed out.
It is pretty gross. It happened in a way that was probably more gross than it should have been. But, he eats the egg yolk and then he dives off.
It's
So,
so
turns out that the eagle powers, maybe, hold on. Just
maybe
maybe. We'll see. We'll
we're a
see what
real thing.
happens.
I don't
Maybe
know.
didn't really work.
Yeah, probably not. But that was really gross, but very funny.
This
And
is
I
this.
specifically remember him just like diving into the water afterwards because he's, I don't
Yeah.
know, it's just the way he posts up and then.
Right. And a lot of this is just the way that Jack Black says stuff. There's lines here, when he kind of has to show that he's not really a big fan of Lucha in front of Encarnacion. And she's like, "Oh, tell him about how good your life is and all that stuff." And he obviously is like hating his life. He's not
Yep.
super fan, but he says, "My life is good. Really good." What's the
I don't
nucleus
believe you,
line?
Ignacio. Huh?
What's the nucleus line?
Oh, it's like the very famous line. It went viral on TikTok like around Halloween when the couples were dressing up as Ignacio and Encarnacion.
Yeah. With the
It's
stretchy.
the, yeah. These are my recreation pants. My other clothes were stinky.
Nice.
He's like, but if we pull up the actual quote, it's so good.
Oh God.
But it's like, underneath the clothes is a man. And what we find under the man, we find his nucleus.
That's good stuff.
then she's like, nucleus? She's just so confused.
Right.
Oh, the stretchy pants, the white pants, and he sucks them into his butt
It's funny.
cheeks.
It's an
It's
iconic scene
so
in the
funny.
movie. And I'm
His
like,
boots?
oh yeah.
So
God, and
good.
he hits that deep lunge. The
I try
pants
to
are
hit a
very
lunge.
stretchy.
They
I'll
are
give you
very
that. They look
stretchy.
very comfortable.
I
Look like
know.
you can hit any pose in them and they ain't gonna rip. They're gonna go
Yep.
with your body. They're gonna keep you feeling comfy. They're not gonna make you feel a little bit body conscious or anything.
Now
I
he
really
is.
like the way that he says, what is it? It's the best? Or no, what's his line that he says all the time? Take it easy?
Take it easy. Yeah. It's
I don't know. It's
Jack Black, baby.
Just funny.
It's so good. It's so good.
My favorite thing, I want to say outside of the ending, which we're about to get to, one of my favorite jokes is when he's excommunicated, he's kicked out. I don't know if it's excommunicated. He's
Yeah, I
kicked out
wouldn't
of
go
the
that
orphanage.
far.
And
He's
he's
not allowed to be a priest
because he's
there.
revealed to be Nacho. And he has to go off, and he's like all dramatic, and I'm gonna live in the wilderness and all that.
And he's rocking that priest crop top with the
Right,
lucha pants under. Although, why
right.
are you wearing their
It's a good
pants
look because he
underneath
had to
your
go super
robe?
quick.
He's ready
He
to
was
go.
late, but I love because Steven shows up and he's like, "Oh, the winner of the tournament got kicked out. Essentially, you get to fight Ramses. You got to come do this and all that." And he first questions, like, "Steven, how did you find me?" And he says, I saw you from the village," and they just pan over, and he's like 10 feet away from
Yeah, from
like just
their
everyone else,
town.
and they're just
They're like,
waving at
"Hi, Nacho."
him. Just small stuff
Oh
like
my
that.
God,
That's
so
very
funny.
just very funny, very simple. Just I love I don't even know what type of humor
It's
that
very
is. Just like
cartoony. I don't
very,
know.
yeah, very like someone sets something up and immediately it's contradicted. That's very fun in me. I'm a big fan of that type of humor. So that really made me laugh. But obviously, Nacho, it's his time. He gets to
He's got to
prove.
shine for the orphans.
Yeah, he's got to shine. He gets to
He's having a
prove
fall
to
from grace.
himself that he can do it, right? Because he had already been kicked out and he already failed because he
But
was
he
like,
still wants to like do this for the
yeah.
orphans.
Yeah, and he realizes, yeah, because he wants to get him a bus so they can go on like trips and go see places and stuff.
Like the park and stuff.
Yeah.
And places like that.
Yeah. But it's funny because prior to this in the tournament, he said, like, I'm gonna do this and prove you all wrong, and then he lost. It's like a second shot at redemption. But man, this fight, for one, it's like the only time in the movie where we actually get to see a little
Get
bit of
like
like some more
wrestling?
legitimate wrestling. Because we've seen like some wrestling moves, you know, and it's always fun as a wrestling fan to see like, oh, that's a 619, and you know, elbow drops are always funny. But in this match,
Nacho elbow drops some a bowl of chips in the beginning of this movie, and I was like, yes,
But yeah, this
yes.
match, you know, we see them like lock up at the beginning, and we see like some suplexes and some legitimate, you know, a couple spots.
We get to go off the ropes a few times, which is fun.
Yeah, we get to run the ropes. But Ramses, he's just, you know, he's cocky. He's cocky and real heel, immediately unmasks Nacho, which is crazy.
I'm shaking my head. I'm very
Yeah.
sad. You
No,
don't do that. What the
it's
hell?
wild disrespect in the world of Lucha Libre. That's like something you only do like when the storyline calls for it.
Or if
And that's
somebody's like
like years,
retiring.
yeah, years into someone's career or at the end where they like do the classic like mask versus match. Wow. Mask versus mask match or mask versus hair match is very popular also. But yeah, it's just very funny to put like all these serious like Lucha Libre like history and stuff on a movie like Nacho Libre, which is very not serious at all.
Not serious, no.
But
Oh my God.
it builds to such a high.
The climax of this match is so unparalleled
I
and
mean,
just beautiful.
Nacho's cooking.
Oh,
He's
he's putting
cooking,
on the fucking
and
the
Ramses is
work.
like, I'm gonna lose this match, like I gotta get out of here. You know? So they set up a spot. And it's funny because obviously in the movie it's not like scripted. But you know, in actual wrestling, they set up the spot. It's gonna be a high spot to the outside. But
To the
Ramses,
audience,
oh
which
God,
Nacho's already fallen
Van
in there a few
V-Rare,
times.
yeah. But Ramses is like, I gotta get out of here. Essentially, he's like, I'm over this. I'm done with this match. I ain't losing. I'm just gonna leave. And
Classic heel
we
move.
already have like the whistles, the flutes, or whatever coming in, and we get the
I
build up.
am, I
And we hear
am.
the lyrics because this Religious Man song, the phrase that's always stuck with me and is very, very just funny, but also like it is inspiring and it's like uplifting and hopeful. He sings, I am, I am, I am, I am. And it's like, you know, he's building himself up and he's just gets the idea like, I gotta go high off the top. I gotta do the most wild, just flying like crossbody
He gets to
to
fly forever.
the. Yeah, and I mean, maybe the eagle powers, they
The
kicked in
eagle
finally. Maybe they were
powers.
just time delayed, but it's so funny the way they film it because. You know, the whole movie is essentially like built in reality, I'd say. And this is like,
It's
because
so
you
obviously
think he's just
fake.
gonna go off the top and like just regular like splash down, right?
Nope.
And it's not even like a crossbody because it doesn't go sideways. He just like flies at him like chest first. I can't think of what that move would be called in wrestling because it's just like a dive, I guess. It's more
Yeah,
like
it's
a
just a
suicide
dive.
dive.
Those scare the shit out of me every time.
But God, because like you said, it's just so like it's set up to be realistic, and then the way it's filmed is
He
so
just
clearly not
he
real, and like
keeps
he's clearly
flying
on wires or
forever.
whatever. That it just makes it look so funny and so ridiculous, but it's also like played so seriously as him
I
just like fulfilling his dream. Because when I say Ramses is like halfway through the crowd,
Oh my God, he's scurrying the entire time. Ignacio is flying
Nacho,
at him.
he dives, and then we see Ramses continue to move, and Nacho's on him like a fucking homing missile, just let him. Just levitating through the air, and the whole time just I am, I am. It's so legitimately funny that like God, just the thought of it will pop into my head, and just like God, this movie. And it's funny because I've only seen the movie like once,
Yep, and it's
but it
just in your
just,
brain forever.
I am,
So funny.
this chest out goes
Love
flying.
it.
Ramsey's just pretty much halfway out the door
Yep.
gets this man, and God,
And
and
Ignacio wins.
the thing that I love also, real wrestling fans
Yeah.
know, he gets my guy Ramses not
Yep.
just with any other pin after that, he hits him with
Oh,
the
yeah.
crucifix pin, real
Hell yeah.
beautifully locked in. But hey,
Did it for God.
that's that touch right there. God, it's so
It's a tight, roll up too.
Yeah, oh yeah, ain't
That
no
pin
way that man
is
was getting out of there.
and he's all like shoulders, so he can't
Right.
like move.
That's it.
Woo! And guess
God.
what, people? Ignacio got the money, he got the belt, and they got the bus. And it's so cute. It's such like a happy little ending. And they go on a field trip together, and Ignacio's there, and Encarnacion's there, and it's like they like each other. But Jesus.
Battle
But it's
Jesus.
nice.
But also it's nice because he and I think this is where it kind of alludes to the real life thing a little bit, but it shows that like they painted Nacho like in his wrestling gear on the
On the
side of the
bus.
bus, and like it's kind of implied that he has become like this is something that he's allowed to do, or that he's like
Yeah.
they pretty much like acknowledge that through wrestling he was able to achieve this, and that he's even more of a hero to the kids than he was before
Oh,
because
yeah.
of what he was able to provide through wrestling. So it's a nice ending. Obviously, we end with him doing a super awkward smile like they always do, just all front teeth and lips.
With his dirty mustache. Very good.
But man, it's wild. First of all, it's like a tight 90, essentially,
Oh my God,
which
it's
we
like the
love.
perfect movie. I
Which
was
we
like, I'm
love.
not here too long. I get
Because
just what I need.
this is a movie that if it dragged on, oh man, it would have been tough.
It would have
So
been
it was a
painful.
smart move. But also, I mean, just shouts out to the real guy. Frey
Oh my
Tormenta.
God, what a beautiful, like, and I'm not a like a religious person, but that's so sweet. I'm not a religious man.
I am.
I am not.
I swear I
But
am.
I was a religious studies minor.
There you go.
And
There
I
you
do
go.
want to throw this last like little kind of piece of analysis.
Okay.
Whether or not it was intended or not,
Get there.
it's
This
just
is the
some fun speculation.
hard-hitting analysis that Nacho Libre deserves.
So in the song I Am, I Am, it's interesting because it seems like he is saying, I am all of these things. But simultaneously in the Bible, God refers to himself as the great I am. So it's interesting that he says, I am, multiple times because it's like, is he speaking to God? Is he speaking to himself, or is it just kind of
Right.
like it's interesting because they're very, very, very simple lyrics. But with, the biblical context implied,
Right.
it could be a much deeper conversation of being
Yeah.
like, God put me here to fulfill a purpose, and I'm gonna do what I can in order to help those around me. I'm like, that's the good Catholic boy right
Oh,
there. Good
yeah.
for you.
Yeah, I mean, it is very nice because it is partly it feels like him convincing himself
Yeah, that
that
too.
he's allowed to do this thing that is quote unquote ungodly, but he knows he's good. He knows that he is religious and he is
I mean, he
doing this for
baptizes Stephen in a locker
the
room
right thing.
against his will, so he obviously knows it's important.
But yeah, it's interesting because it feels like a really deep song. And it's funny that it's for Nacho Libre.
Thumbs up. Big thumbs up.
But what an ending. Beautiful match, 5-star classic.
I hope
fantastic field
when I
trip.
leave this earthly plane, I want that image in my like
Yeah.
rapid flashback
Right.
of just seeing
As
Jack
I'm
Black
watching my
fly through
life
the air.
back in the montage, I want there to be just like a, what, 3 to 4, 5 frame clip of Nacho just
The arms
the
straight
quick
out,
flash of this man
like
levitating.
so
Oh
funny.
man, it's solid stuff.
Woo-wee.
Ooh-wee, shall we DTR?
Let's do it.
Come on, don't be crazy.
I think it's interesting because the fact that the Napoleon Dynamite guy made this should set this up as like I would never like this movie.
Yeah,
But
definitely.
as I keep saying, I really think it's just a testament to Jack Black. I
Oh,
think he made
100%.
it work. I think a less charismatic person this would have failed.
Oh,
Right?
yeah.
I think it's helped by the fact that it's got wrestling in it because I love wrestling.
Yeah, you do.
And I think it's helped by the fact that there's just some very legitimately funny moments in this. There's legitimately funny lines, and they're delivered again perfectly by Jack Black. I mean, like I said, I think I've only seen this 2 times. But man, what a 2 times they were. The first time,
Oh boy.
that ending stuck with me. I'd say that's above all else, and obviously there are iconic scenes and funny scenes that people parody, spoof, copy, do the social medias allusions and remakes and all that to them. But man, that ending is just so funny. It kind of makes me wish that there was like more wrestling done in it, and maybe just a little bit more like silly things going on with the wrestling, a little bit more of like showing his eagle powers or something. That would have been kind of funny to explore a little bit more for me. I don't know if it would have worked, but or maybe that's the genius of it. It's just throwing this
It's
absolutely
just enough.
ridiculous moment right at the end that makes it so memorable. But that coupled with the song that is sweet, endearing, it to me seems like a legitimately good song. But it fits in the style of Nacho Libre and fits the character so perfectly. It makes for an iconic, highly memorable, legendary scene in my life. It's a scene that when I think of it, I always laugh. It's always funny to me. It's ridiculous. Having seen this movie twice, I don't think it can justify at all a show dependency. But I do like this movie. The relationship, it's a V-Rare watch. It's not something I think I could watch a lot because I think it might maybe drive down the funniness of it all. Because I think a lot of the reason that I laughed so much watching it the second time is because like I vaguely remembered a lot of the stuff, but it felt like a lot of the stuff was brand new to me, which in turn made it a lot funnier. The relationship with this movie is just it's just so infrequent. It's only happened a couple times, so it's almost just like a chance meeting a couple times, but those couple times have been very fun.
Oh, I'm definitely show dependent.
Nice.
I love Jack Black. He makes me happy.
He does good stuff.
And, for better or worse, with the body humor,
It's still childish.
the fact that he's not Mexican,
It
it's still funny to this day.
is.
And I feel like very, very few moments in this movie are overtly like uncomfortable or offensive. And that's pretty rare for an early 2000s piece of media.
Yeah.
So,
I think it kind of has to do with the fact
yeah.
that the director was the one, like, the, because I feel like Napoleon Dynamite was also similar, and it's more like awkward humor than
Yeah.
offensive humor.
Yeah, it's not trying to be overtly like rude or crass or
Right.
like this is why it's funny. It's because of X, Y, or Z.
Yeah.
But I just think it's such a sweet movie. I think the kids are adorable. As somebody who was not raised Catholic, I was always just like, this is cute. This is a cute little setting. Being in an orphanage, and just the funny clothes. There's a lot of fun outfits in this film. And God, it's just so sweet. It's such a cute, happy, feel-good movie. I don't know how people can watch, could possibly watch this and not at least have moments of joy. I think it's just like a really sweet, hilarious movie from Jack Black, and because without him, this movie would have been nothing. So, at the end of the day, this is his film,
Yeah, it's hard to
and
picture anyone else doing
no, I
this.
don't think anybody else could. So, I am definitely show dependent on this. This is gonna be like my new feel good movie. Like, if I'm just, I had forgotten how funny it is and how many lines I remember and just specific mannerisms, and it's just 10 out of 10. I love it.
There we go.
So good.
There we go.
Woo!
Well, friends, once more, that was that.
And this is this.
Gigantic thank you to everyone for listening. If you liked what you heard, please, of course, leave a rating and review, follow, download, and spread the word.
Yeah.
Tell your ragtag group of up and coming luchadors, wrestling
Your
fanatics,
factions.
wannabe, yeah, this wannabe all-stars, wannabe Universal Champs, that they can find the Show Dependent Podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. We should be there.
I really hope
It's what the
so.
website tells me, so I'm taking them at their word.
Yep.
If you want to follow the podcast itself, it's on Blue Sky. It's on Instagram at Show Dependent Pod. That is at SHO Dependent Pod. You want to give myself a follow? It's also Blue Sky. It's also Twitch, at Victor V Sweet. Gorgeous, where can you be found?
You can find me eating a salad in the corner.
Ooh.
Just very confused on how I ended up in a Catholic orphanage in Mexico, but I'm there. And the vegetables are pretty good. You can also find me on Blue Sky and Red Note. I'm
Oh,
there
wow, plug
too.
in that.
I had fun. I like it over
Zhao
there. Zhao Hong Shu. Love it over there. And I'm DJ Vivitch on both of those platforms.
Hongshu. There you
So
go.
come be my friend,
Connect.
please.
It's all about connections.
Connection. In a time of division, let's come together
There we go.
and giggle about men in very stretchy pants.
And before we tell you to save the date, before we send you on your way with our final quote, we want to say once more a gigantic thank you to Magic Mind for partnering with us on this episode and for offering all of our friends a 45% off of that mental wealth pack. Build your mental wealth with Magic Mind by using our code magicmind.com/showdependentjan. Again, that is SHO dependent Jan, Jan. for 45% off that mental wealth pack with Magic Mind.
Perfect.
Next time
Next time,
on the Show Dependent Podcast.
we are doing an album, baby.
Ba-da-ba-da-da-da-da-da-ba-da-da. Crash,
Kind
crash, crash.
of getting into the mentality that we'll carry into our
Oh,
100th
okay.
episode.
Damn, you're right. Kiar!
Here we are going to be talking about Paramore's what, 2006 album?
Is it the same year as
Look it
Nacho?
up. Might be 2008.
Buddy, look it up.
Buddy, we need you.
Riot. 2007.
Oh, so right in the middle, splitting the
A
difference.
year
Okay.
after.
The 2007, just a beautiful album from Paramore called Riot. We're so excited. I love Paramore for so many reasons. And you do too.
For so many reasons.
For so many reasons. A lot of them having to do with Haley. But we'll get there next time. And much like Ignacio, aka Nacho, signs off, I wanted to leave you with this. Hug, hug. Kiss, kiss. Hug, hug. Big kiss. Little hug. Kiss, kiss. Little kiss.
So ridiculous.
It. Encarnacion. Encarnacion. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.